welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for a quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. So, a quote from Elizabeth Gilbert: one of the oldest and most generous tricks that the universe plays on human beings is to bury strange jewels within us all and then stand back to see if we can ever find them. I love that because I know that we all have those strange jewels buried within every single one of us. And I want to put a different spin on that as well and say that if we don't find them, we're going to feel distraught. We're going to feel upset. We're going to feel anxious. There's a lot of different feelings that come with not sharing that secret jewel that you know is inside of you, because truly that is your purpose. But that brings me to my next topic. Yesterday, I was just messing around and I wanted to make a quote tile because for those of you who follow me on Instagram know that that is a way for me to creatively express myself. I love playing around with quote tiles on WordSwag. So if you guys don't have it, go get it. It's awesome. It's fun. If you like quotes, if you love messing around and getting creative, it's a fun thing to do. So I was playing on WordSwag and I had written a quote. It says, 7 billion people on the planet means it's all been done. Don't let it stop you. It's your job to do it in your own way. So I think that when I first started out on this journey, no matter what it is, right? Because I think that I've gone into so many different branches. I was into fitness. I wanted to be this fitness personality. Then I wanted to be a speaker. Then I wanted to do motivational stuff. Then I wanted to be an author, right? And it's all of these things that I wanted to do and then pursued them, thankfully, despite my fear. But it took me a lot longer than most people because of just that, because of fear. And I'll tell you, every single time that I went to go pursue the next thing, whatever that next thing was at the time, I just had massive feelings like, but this woman's doing it and this has totally been done before and this message is being delivered. And what if I'm saying the same thing? Is this person going to think I'm copying them? But this is truly how I feel and this is what I'm being called to. But she's doing it this way and why are people going to listen to me? And I'm basically saying the same message. Yes. I want you to let this settle in right now. If you are using this as an excuse, we are all sharing the same message. You are human. It is a human message. And most of the people who are getting these amazing, glorious, divine messages means that they are probably connecting into a deeper spiritual place to hear that message, right? To hear that call, to get really mindful about what is coming through, whether they're sitting in a meditation, it's a prayer, it's a feeling that you get dead center in the middle of yoga class. It's a feeling that you get when you're walking in nature and it feels like an instant download and you get chills and you have like this massive abundant energy. This is what it feels like when you get, I call them God wings, just like these little hits that say, hey, I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm going to support you. Follow this feeling, whatever it is. Maybe it's not even that exact thing, but it's bringing you to a different place where you're going to start to really find where your flow is and where you're meant to be. And according to the quote, it's finding that magical jewel, right? That it's meant to be shared with everyone. But that's what I really want to get across to you is that yes, it might be the same message because there's not new messages really going around too much in the universe right now that have not already been said. But as Elizabeth Gilbert says, they have not yet been said by you. And this hit me so hard because I'm not going to be able to reach the same people that you are, and you are not going to be able to reach the same people that I am. Notice that I said there are almost 7 billion people in this world. Now, if you have a mindset of lack, you're going to think that if one person is doing it, that that's enough and that's, you know, plenty and it's being said and it's already been done. But if you really understand how the world works, you know that we cannot have enough people getting this message out there. So I talk about it all the time, but inspiration is a habit. It's a daily habit. So we are massive consumers. I want you to think about how many pairs of tennis shoes are out there in the world. Yes, I'm bringing it there to tennis shoes. How many pairs of tennis shoes are there in the world? So when you go shopping for the perfect pair of tennis shoes or the perfect pair of blue jeans, out of all of the blue jeans in the world, how we can still not find the exact pair sometimes that we love or fit just right. So I would say that there are an abundance of designers, would you not? But there's always room for somebody to say it in a different way or design in a different way or design better. So we are, like I said, we are mass consumers, and literally it's like we're always looking for the next. So I have so many mentors. I love books. I was in Barnes & Noble today shopping for books, and literally we bought $400 worth in books, you guys, because I believe so much in books as my mentors that it's like, well, I could read these books or I could invest in a weekend, whatever it is. I just truly know that a lot of my growth is from books, and that it's always returned 10, 20, 100 fold. So invest in yourself, invest in books. But I was looking around the bookstore, and I'm in Santa Monica, and I'm looking at 3 levels as I'm going up the escalator thinking, whoa, humans have so much inside of them that they want to get out there, that this entire store is full and it doesn't even touch the tip of the iceberg on what people want to get out and what they want to say. And all of those books have been consumed by people, and we're all anxiously awaiting for more, right? We're all anxiously waiting for more. So I know I was looking at some of my favorite authors, and I was like talking to them on the cover, like, hey, when are you going to come out with another book? Because I like loved every minute of your delicious book that I consumed. So just remember that we're waiting for you. We're waiting to consume that magic jewel that you have inside of you, because nobody's going to say it just like you, and nobody's been through what you have been through. And for those of you who are like, you know, I just haven't been through much, but I have this message, or I really enjoy doing this. Awesome. Because there are so many people who haven't been through much either, or that feel like they have kind of a happy, charmed life, that need to hear that you can still have this message and be passionate about something and make a big change in the world. Or there's people who've been through a lot or feel like they can't escape the depths of hell, and we need you and your story to connect with them. So what story are you depriving me of? Because I want it. So please step up, do something about it, because you're going to free yourself when you do this. So what is it? Is it writing? Is it a podcast? Does it start with just journaling? All I'm going to tell you is it starts with action, and we're all equally as fearful. And you know what? If somebody does say it's been done before, or it's out there, or why do you think we need more of it? It does not matter what they say. You create for the sake of loving what you're doing and freeing yourself. So I know there's some stuff I have written and done that have not ever even gone anywhere, but I feel so much more free just getting it out there. So you guys, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and please share it with anyone that you know who is struggling with thinking that everyone is doing what they're doing, because we all are. So get it out, say it, go on Facebook Live and project it to the world, and just get that message out, because you're going to touch people. And honestly, that's all this is about. If you're truly in it for the big picture, your message will end up getting out there. And that's what it's all about, shifting other people, getting the message out so that you can feel more free and you have a purpose-driven life. And getting it out is going to clear that space so that you can get the next thing out and the next thing. And then finally, you really reveal that final big thing. And believe me, it's not the final, because it just works from there. It just keeps going from there. So you guys, if you love this episode, like I said, pretty please share it. And if you guys don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook yet, I do Facebook Lives every single morning. So please go to my public figure page. We can chat there. You can throw any questions at me that you like. I would love, love, love to hear from you. So make sure you subscribe and catch me live there and share this episode. Much love. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.